Thank God we shall continue to study the book of Luke. We talk about the author. He was a non-Jewish, Greek, and so he focused on the audience of Gentiles. So if you have any friends who want to study for gospel, I would suggest you to allow them to study the book of Luke first, because the target audience was Gentile. When we talk about this, it's a synoptic gospels. So they share information. First book was Mark. So there you can see that when you reference three books, you can get a better pictures on an event that is done by Jesus Christ. Like, for example, Brother Young was testifying over here. If you have three people to write down what you hear, probably your angles will be very different. So the three recording will help the audience to understand the better pictures. So thank God for this type of recording. So today we have better pictures. And then we talk about Book of Luke's focus on that Jesus is a man. So as a man, he got to be circumcised. He go to Jerusalem every year. He need to be baptized and receive Holy Spirit. He need to receive training. So as a man, he obey his parents. So he fulfill all the duties as a man. So he live a life as a man. We as a man can learn from Jesus in terms of his life. Now, I want to focus on this PowerPoint because we shared about the previous PowerPoint already. Now, of course, four Gospels, the major character is Jesus himself. The theme is salvation. They are from different angles, but this is the salvation, a free gift God gave to us. Please read Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. 2:11. 2:11. Debbie, is it Debbie? Deborah, would you please read 2:11? Amen. So the angels talked to the shepherd. In the David city, a Savior was born. Christ, Savior. Huh? So what Lord Christ? Do you say Lord Christ? Christ the Lord. What does Christ mean? Anybody? Christ. What does it mean? Jesus Christ. What does Christ mean? Anyone? Hello? Yes. Messiah, the anointed. President Obama. Obama is name, president is title. Jesus Christ. Jesus is the name, Christ is the title. Christ means the anointed, the king that is coming, the Messiah that is coming. So a Savior was born for us. So this is the theme, chapter 2, verse 30. Chapter 2, verse 30. 2 verse 30, Candace. Simon says that, "For my eyes have seen your salvation." So the purpose for Jesus to come to this world is to save us. So this has been foretold, even before Jesus was born. So what did Jesus do to us today? I mean, he's the Savior. How did he save us? How did he save you? How did he save Brother Young? How did he save you? Save the whole mankind. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Verse 10. chapter 1, verse 10. 1:10. Heather. Heather Law here? No? Did I call it right? Amber. What is your sister's name? Heather. Is he here? Huh. Remembered it wrong. So it's Amber. Sorry. Chapter 1, verse 10. So over here, there are three tenses concerning how Jesus saved us, right? 他曾经救我们, He saved us in the past. 脱离极大的死亡, He saved us in the past. He is saving, 仍然要救我们, He is saving us now, and He will save us in the future. So this is how wonderful the salvation is. When I listen to Brother Young's testimony, really amazing, right? How God tried to save a person who is on the top of music, you know, music areas, like, you know, to tell us that even though he thinks his hand can do everything, God still can submit him. And not only he will save him now, he will save him in the future. Everyone, to us, everyone, this is how wonderful the Savior is. Save, you know, how he desires to start for Holy Spirit. Save him through satanic work. He don't believe in Satan. Because they were born in communist world, right? I guess a lot of communists, they don't believe in all those kind of stuff. But still God provide a very interesting, miraculous way to save a person. So save him now and save him in the future. Every one of us the same, huh? Past, present, and future. That's how wonderful the Lord Jesus Christ is. And his salvation plan is for many people, not only for brother, the musician, or you, for many people. Because we are talking about this, I want to invite you to pray for a missionary we are going to do the coming weekend. You know, there was a group of people in Alaska. Is that right? Alaska. Where are they from? Where? South Sudan. How many people are in this group? Around 30. You know, we have an evangelical outreach team that is composed by a few youth in the United States. And when we have inquiry from the internet or other states, we assign brother and sister to study Bible with them. So I think Sister Rebecca was one of them to study Bible with them. How long have we been studying Bible with them already? Around a year. And we started to send the first missionary to Alaska. And, you know, it is not, we cannot do anything. We just do whatever want us to do. We go there and see how God wants to fulfill his salvation plan. At this point in time, I still do not know if God wants to choose them or not, even though I'm assigned to go there. But I know that if God wants to choose them, it's going to be very easy. Give them a way so they can see. Open their eyes so they can see how wonderful the church is, how beautiful the salvation, how beautiful the doctrine will be. And then they will submit to the truth, and they will go through the way that Jesus had prepared. That is, he used his body to open a live and living way, and that is to go through water baptism and to receive Holy Spirit. So no matter you like it or not, anyone who wants to receive salvation, God to receive water baptism and God to receive Holy Spirit. And according to what you just see from Brother Liu, Brother Liu, right? When he wanted to be baptized, there were obstacles. So for many people, because salvation is very precious, anyone want to do it, you know, want to do the right thing, sometimes there's the obstacles. When I was in South Africa, at the beginning, they don't have Sabbath service because Sabbath is the best day for business. Almost every one of them have stores like supermarket or selling clothing, right? Very difficult to keep Sabbath day. As long as they determine to keep Sabbath day, guess what? This guy has a robbery, that guy have a car accident. They don't, God do not want, not God, sorry. Satan want to hold them back. Not easy for you, actually. You were born in TCC, you were protected, you know, you are born under grace. You are born in grace. You did not need to go through a lot of, trials, in order to worship God. How wonderful it is. But to many people, to come to the presence of God is not easy. That's why I said over here, to pray for the, this group's about 30 people. Because, we are going to do some missionary work over there for the first time. Oh, and Jesus is the Savior. He wants to save all types of people. So these books focus on salvation, of course, like any gospel books. Read Luke chapter 7, verse 50. Luke 7, verse Rebecca. How many Rebecca do? How many Rebecca do we have anyway? Two Rebecca. Okay. Can you speak louder? Your faith have saved you. Go in peace. For any person to receive salvation, they got to have faith. Huh? They got to believe. Huh? Let's read another one. Chapter 8, verse 48. Chapter 8, verse 48. Rebecca, do. 48. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you well. Huh? So today, God opened this salvation. It's a free gift. But anyone want to receive this free gift need to have faith, right? And people want to say, oh, then I have faith, then why do I need to go through water baptism and to receive Holy Spirit? When you read these two stories, talk about 12 years of bleeding woman, right? And this another one is, Chapter 7 is what? 50. Chapter 7, 50. This is a sinful woman who come to Jesus. When Jesus says that your faith have saved you, actually that involve a lot of actions those people take, right? So it's not that, oh, I have faith in Jesus. I raise my hand, then I can have salvation. There are a lot of actions required to show your faith. So the action Jesus wants us to do, not only like it's a state, like confess with your lips and believe in your heart, but there is a way. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if you are not born of water, Holy Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God." This is something you need to use faith to carry out. Just like this, for them to receive the grace of God. It's not like, oh, they just believe in the bleeding woman. Do not just say, oh, I believe it already. I believe Jesus can. I do not need to walk to Jesus. I do not need to stretch my hand to touch Jesus' garment. Then I'll be cured. It's not like that, right? Because many churches say that we are saved by faith. It's only a state of mind. Confess with your lips. Believe in your heart. Then it's good enough. No, but this is not what we see over here. Let's turn to chapter 19, verse 9. All those verses talk about Book of Luke really focus on salvation plan. No? Luke chapter 19, verse 9. Chapter 19, verse 9. 9 and 10. Chapter 9 and 10. Mandy, please read. Verse 10. The Son of Man come to save who is lost, right? So really Jesus come to save anybody who got lost. He was the friend of sinner. A lot of righteous person rejected him at that time. righteous considered in humans' eyes, or they themselves think they are righteous. But they are the person who reject Jesus Christ. So when Brother Leo think that I am, what did he say? Dirty. Sorry, because we just heard his testimony, right? So I'm using him as example. I am dirty, right? He says, and his wife tried to supplement that. No, this brother is very self-confident. For him to think that he is dirty is not easy. So really, when you think that you are not worthy, you are lost, that is the beginning of salvation. If you think that I don't need it, I am not lost, I am on the top of the world, it's really hard to save, to have the salvation. This case is Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was very successful. You talk about money, he got money. Talk about status, he got status. But even though he has status, he got money, he still feels very empty in his heart. His money was like a wall, isolated him from many people, because he was acknowledged as a sinner in the society. Everybody see tax collector. Hey, who do you think as, who can you recognize they are sinners from the beginning, from your first eyes? You know, automatically. Now, if you go to 32nd Street in New York City, is it 32nd Street? I'm sorry, I need to ask someone else. I do not know. Huh? If you go to 3rd Street in New York City, and you are stopped by those who dress very interesting, you know, is it, huh? Huh? Which street is that? I don't know. I forgot. Anyway, so with the first eyes, those are sinners, right? Those are the boy stopper. So we call it 祖姐你娘. How do you say it in English? They are the stop boys. Anyway. So you know that they are sinners. So tax collectors, you know, people know them as sinners. And therefore, this guy has a lot of money, high status, but lonely, huh? Rejected by the society. That's why he wants to see Jesus, right? Now, Jesus do not say too much. Jesus is very smart in preaching. He really can fit into everybody's needs. Jesus' evangelism is really amazing. Everybody, you have different way just to save them. So Jesus said, Zacchaeus, tonight I'm going to go to your house. Now, to Zacchaeus, this is a very heartwarming message. In my life, there was never a quote-unquote righteous person in the social society like to get closer to me. And then, after she received the message, she really did something drastic, right? Give half to the poor. Turn like how many times to whoever he cheat with, right? This is totally life transformation. And the conclusion of this passage is that the Lord come to the world to seek those who are lost. Sometimes I wonder, how come God talked to Laodicean church? You are lukewarm, you are not hot, neither hot nor cold, right? I hope that you are either hot or cold, right? But you're lukewarm, I want to spit you out. Sometimes feel like if a person really got lost, cold. Really, a lot of time, he will feel like, I need something. My life is something wrong with my life. I need something. Only at that point of time, you feel like you need something, and then the salvation plan can come to you. The first evangelical work, actually, where do you think is the first evangelical work according to the Bible history? What event is the first evangelical work done by who? Anybody? Huh? Peter? Yes? You say Peter, right? What did you say? Jesus to the Samaritan woman. Anybody? From the Bible, Old Testament to New Testament, no? Who did the first evangelical work? Huh? Noah? Jonah? Huh? Yeah, no? Yeah, no. I think it's in the Garden of Eden. Adam, Adam, where are you? Looking for the lost one, right? Lost son, he was lost. Adam, Adam, where are you, right? This is the first evangelical work. God come to seek for the lost one. Isn't it? So today, Brother Simon talked about we are the ambassador of Christ. We really got to go out and look for the lost son. I still remember, in the old days, when we do evangelical work in Taiwan, he's elder deacons or whatever stewardship he has. But he will bring something like cooking utensils and a bed with him, right? And a special type of trumpet, very traditional Taiwanese, gu cui, I don't know how to say it in English. Anyway, and then he will borrow people's house to live. If there's no people's house to live, he will just use his bed and sleep on the extended of the roof, the hallway. Liang tinga ka, huh? Sleep on the liang tinga ka. I remember the message he said, the Father is looking for the lost son. When he was blowing the gochui, right? And then he would start to yell, the Heavenly Father is looking for the lost son. That's how he evangelized. So today indeed, the salvation is for those who are lost. Let's turn to Luke chapter 23, verse 42. Let me see who can read. When I stand up here, I forget all your names. For some reason, my brain just got wiped out. Is that Abby, Debbie, something B from Canada? Canadian brother sister, what's your name? At the back? Aubrey. What is your name again? Aubrey, yeah, I know something Bree or B or something. Aubrey, sorry. Sorry, brother, sister, can you read verse 42 and 43? Assuredly, Jesus said, assuredly, I tell you, today you will be with me in the paradise. So this is salvation. The destination of salvation is paradise. After judgment is heavenly kingdom. Oh. How many of you believe in that indeed there's a paradise? You are not sure. Raise your hand. I'm really not sure. Okay, you're not sure. I cannot show you paradise right now. I'm sorry. I can say, oh Lord, now open his eyes so let him see there's a paradise. I cannot do that. But some brothers and sisters indeed, they saw the paradise in the spirit. Victoria, you want to share your story? Yes. Why not? Because they are brothers and sisters who do not believe in paradise. I remember your mom told me that angel take you to the paradise. Jesus take you to the paradise. Can you stand up and maybe come here and share with us? This is important. This is salvation, right? Okay. Now,
in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I give an impromptu testimony. So it was when I was about 3-4 years old. I was very young when we still lived in Jacksonville. And at that time, my mom had a lot of financial difficulties. And then me and my brother, we didn't like to pray a lot. So when we did pray, it'd be bedtime prayer and then be 1 minute. And then during that prayer, my mom said, Okay, sorry. My mom told God that, you know, we're having a lot of financial difficulties. Can you please help us? It was just 1 minute. And then I went to bed. And then the next morning, I went up and I told my mother what I had seen during my dream. And this was all using, you know, 3-year-old, 4-year-old vocabulary. I told her that when I was sleeping, I woke up and then I saw Jesus, pretty sure it was Jesus, at my bed. Jesus or God, I'm pretty sure I used the word Jesus. He was at my bed, and then he took me out of my bed, and then he took me to my window, and then from the window I looked out, and there was a spiral staircase going up, and it's like planks of floating stuff going up and up. And I remember when I was small, right, I was short. So then when I was going up, I was scared because I'm scared of heights, and there's no railing. So then I remember I would hold on to Jesus' hand, and he would take me up the stairs, and like the stairs were up to like my waist because I was so tiny. And then I went up past the clouds, and then when I looked down, I could see my father looking out of the window up, and he was kind of scared when he was looking at Jesus, but that was because he wasn't a believer back then, and now he's baptized, thank God. So we were going up, I went past the clouds, and then I told my mom that everything in heaven is shiny, you know, shining, shining, glittering, using 3-year-old vocabulary. And then I told her that I could see soldiers marching around, and I could see a tree with golden fruit on it, and I could see a river. And then there was this giant church, and I kind of remember there being a crystal doorknob, like a very shiny crystal doorknob, and we went in. And then I could see my mom and my brother in there, and they're inside wearing white garments. And then I could see a clear wall, and then there's a chapel. Inside there's a bunch of angels singing. And then I was about to go inside, and then Jesus like, hold on, wait a second, you need to change your clothing. So then he got me a white garment and put it on. And then that was it. That's all I remember. And then my mom was very amazed because obviously 3-year-old, 4-year-old, I was a dumb child. I couldn't read back then. So obviously I wasn't making this up because I had not read Revelation. And the way I had described heaven was exactly the same as it was in Revelation. So my mom received a lot of comfort from this. But in the end, we didn't receive financial support from anyone, but rather that dream is what got my mom through all those difficult financial times. So what I learned and my mom learned from this testimony is that God will give us the strength to go through our troubles. Even if he won't solve it for us immediately, he will help us go through it. May all the glory and praise be unto his holy name.
Well, thank you for the prompt. I see if you still remember what was going on, right, when you mentioned about it. Very vivid memory. Yes, I think, how many of you, beside Victoria, how many of you went to paradise or heaven, like in spirit? Yes? No? Okay. So indeed, many brothers and sisters, they have this type of experiences just to confirm our faith, just to tell us it is real. And if we truly believe in Jesus, since many things he said has been fulfilled, and the things that you do not see, because many things he has been saying, for example, in Matthew 24, right? Many prophesy has been fulfilled. So concerning the things you do not see shall be fulfilled one day, right? So again, we are talking about the theme is salvation. So if this is in the test, you know how to answer? Yeah? Do we have a counselor over here? Okay. You know how to answer, right? What is the theme of Luke? How do you prove it? Make sense? Hello? It looks like puzzle. Okay. Ooh, what is this? Yeah, because I copied it from iPad. My iPad ran out of battery. So anyway, some people call Luke is a historian because when you recorded the events, actually, in Chinese, 从头详细考察. Let's read Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 3. Chapter 1, verse 3. 1, verse 3. Jessica from Canada. Jessica Shi, right? 1, verse 3. Louder. From the very, just interpret to me, 从头详细考察, what did he say in English? understanding of all things from the very first. So from the very first, he studied carefully and determined to write according to 次序. What did he say? According to the order, did he say? Can you, what did he say in English? 次序, according to 次序. 定义按着次序写给你们. Huh? Orderly account, right? So it was through thorough study. Oh, by the way, where do you think Luke's information was from? Where did he study it from? Huh? Mark? Yes, he referenced the book of Mark. Yes, I believe so. But according to many theologians, I believe in it too. That's why I share this with you. I think many of his information is from Mary. Because you can see that he recorded a lot of detailed story concerning Mary's wife, Mary's life. So after Jesus was resurrected, Mary was taken back to John, and Luke was following Paul. And when Paul came back to Jerusalem, Paul was arrested. At that time, Luke may follow Paul. This is only guessing, right? Back to Jerusalem and start research thoroughly, and I think he might have interviewed Mary, because Mary at that time was with John, and then therefore he can write so many detailed information concerning Mary. So he was able to from the beginning thoroughly study and write it orderly. How do we know he write it orderly? Let's read chapter 1 verse 5. Ruth from East Bay. Louder. So even though that, you know, John the Baptist was born at when Herod was king. So this is historical event. Let's read chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. Ruth, again. So he knew that Jesus was born through this time, Caesar's Augustus. This is indeed, they were all kings in that generation. Let's read chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Ruth. So again, you can see three kings chronically appears in Luke's writing. So again, people refer Luke as a historian. What does this teach us? So do you know there's a figure called Monkey King, Sun Kong in Chinese history? No, legend. Monkey King. Do you know how Monkey King was born? Monkey King was born from the stone. 从石头蹦出来的. He came from the stone. It's a legend. There's no true monkey king, right? There's no it's a legend. Jesus is not like monkey king came out of the stone. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Jesus is a true, historical figure. He was a true man in the history. He got genealogy. His birth is coincide with human histories, right? He's not like Zeus. You call it Zeus? Ruth. So, do I pronounce it right now? I don't pronounce it right. Okay, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like, it's a legend, it's a myth. Jesus is not myth. Even like those Jewish people who do not believe in him as a savior, according to Jewish people's writing, they call him a magician. Their writing called Jesus a magician and a good fellow. And even like Josephus, do you know who is Josephus? Do you call it Oxford's history writer? Can I call it that way? Anyway, he's an acknowledged historian. He also introduced about Jesus in that generation. So we can see that from this From those passages, we know that Jesus indeed a human, was once a human being. And of course, Luke says that, the gospel says that he was God in flesh. So when we can study him, study about his life, even like, what he has done on earth, because it is, indeed occurs in human histories. Okay. We talked about this already, right? Now, one interesting concept about Luke is that he also, when he was writing these books, Jerusalem is very important in his writing. From his writing, he keep talking about Jesus is working toward Jerusalem to fulfill the mission to be crucified. Let's read some verses. Let's read chapter 9, verse 51. Jen, could you read? Yeah, 定义, determined, set his mind. He wanted to go to Jerusalem. So we can see it over here. Let's read another verses concerning the importance of Jerusalem. Chapter 13, verse 22. Esther. On the way to Jerusalem, he passed many towns to teach people. So you can see the Bible keeps talking about he was on the way to Jerusalem. Verse 34, continue reading, Esther. 33 and 34. So no prophet shall die outside Jerusalem. So what is the purpose for him to go to Jerusalem? Really to fulfill the salvation plan. To die for us. 34. Continue reading. This is really amazing, right? People come to Jerusalem to, but they were stoned. Jesus came to Jerusalem and he knew that he is going to be crucified. Yet he's still willing to call many people come to him like a hen collecting or calling all the chicks to hide under his wings. This is, whenever I read this verse, a picture always come to my mind, you know. How lucky the chick is, if they have hens around. When I was in Africa, people raised a lot of hens and chickens. And really, sometimes when there were no place to hide, thunder comes, the rain comes suddenly, and the hen just stood there and started to call. All the chicks come one by one under the winds, and the hen just suffering from the dropping of the rain and the chicks do not feel anything. So Jesus really was like that, want to protect the daughters of Jerusalem. Even though they try to stone prophets, they try to crucify him, but Jesus determined to go there for us. In the book of Luke, talk about many things concerning Jerusalem. Chapter 24, verse 41 to 43. 24, 41 to 43. 24:41 to 43. I think I skipped one. 19:41 to 44. 19 first. 41 to 44. Felicia. from Sacramento. 41 to 44. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jesus weep for Jerusalem. Huh? Who is Jerusalem nowadays? What is Jerusalem prefigure? Who Jesus is dying for? Church, yes. Jerusalem prefigure church of God. Huh? There was a temple built in Jerusalem, Solomon's temple. Later on is the third temple is also over there. The church nowadays is the Jerusalem coming down from heaven. Right? How do you know? Revelation. Please turn to Revelation. Revelation 21, verse 2. Revelation 21, verse 2. So really, Jesus died for the church. Jesus weep for the church. Jesus go to, you know, determined to sacrifice for the church. And you, actually, the church is you and me. That's Jesus' heart. Serena, 21 verse 2. How many Serena do we have? Oh, we have two Serenas, okay. Huh? One Serena from Washington. And your name is Salina. Not trying to make fun of you, I'm just trying to know the right pronunciation. Okay, Serena. So the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from heaven and get ready. So nowadays the church coming down from heaven. Why? Because Jerusalem in the old days was the church in the apostolic time. Later on, the Holy Spirit was gone. The New Testament church disappeared around maybe 200 or 300 after Jesus Christ. There was no more Holy Spirit because King Constantine legalized the church and make the politics combine with religion. You know that when politics combine with religion, a lot of doctrine has been deviated. Therefore, no more true the promised Holy Spirit on earth anymore, right? So the church is become is lived up to heaven. The true church is lived up to heaven. Now in the last day, church came down from heaven. New Jerusalem came down from heaven. And it is like a bride going to adorn herself. Get ready to receive the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. So in 1917, true Jesus church was reestablished on the foundation of apostle and the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. We restore all the important doctrine concerning salvation, which is not through study, but through revelation of the Holy Spirit. And then the New Jerusalem came down. So again, we talk about, book of Luke talk about Jesus determined to go to Jerusalem to die for us. He did everything just for you and for me, of course for the church in the last day as well. And eventually it says that stay in Jerusalem. Chapter 24, Luke 24, verse 44 to 49. Luke 24, 44 to 49. Salina. Did I pronounce it right? Okay, well. You know why it's too long? Because my time is short. 49. Sorry, 47. 47, 48, and 49. Okay, so the preaching shall be from Jerusalem till the whole nation. Continue. 49. Okay, so here the Bible says, he will send down the promise, that is the Holy Spirit. So ask them to stay in Jerusalem, right? Let's read Acts chapter 2, chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 4. 玉婷, 是吧? From Queens? 什么婷? 啊? 雅婷, 雅婷. Chapter 1, verse 4. Not to depart from Jerusalem, waiting for the promise, right? So again, Jerusalem is the church. Today, stay in Jerusalem, you can receive Holy Spirit. Stay in Jerusalem, you can receive protection. Like Brother Leo mentioned, when he was free, where did he go? Where did he go? Hello? Church. That's right. Yes. You want to say something, brother? Okay. We have a sister in Boyne Park Church before he was baptized. She said, because she was from Southeast Asia, she said that some people was doing voodoo on her. So that when those witches practice voodoo on her, she feel very painful with her body when she was doing her job. She also mentioned that the only place she feels safe is church. Whenever she came to the church, that type of painful feeling is gone, right? The voodoo is not working in the house of God. So, you see, today, if you shall stay in Jerusalem, over here, of course, Holy Spirit is the house of God. The church is the house of God. It's the dwelling place of Holy Spirit. Not only that, it's like God's kingdom. Satan cannot bully you unless he got special permission, really. Otherwise, there's no power on you in the house of God. So don't leave the fence. Don't leave the fence of the church. Like Job's, right? Job's has a fence surrounding him. Of course, God allowed the fence to be open, right? Therefore, he got bullied by Satan. But without God allow, right? You are protected in the kingdom of God unless you choose to live by yourself. Okay? How do you mean by you live by yourself? Like, you don't want to go to church anymore, you determine not to believe in Jesus, and you always working on the border of commandments, or even go across the other side of the commandments. And just like Abraham leaving the promised land. So today, the church is the promised land. Today, the church is the Garden of Eden, actually. Now, I was very touched by Brother Liu's testimony. He says that how God, he quoted Matthew 6:33, right? Seek his kingdom and his righteousness first. God will, you don't need to worry what to drink and what to eat and what to wear. Actually, many brethren that truly believe in that verse, they truly do not worry about tomorrow. They truly do not worry about what to eat and what to drink. And this is exactly the trouble and the worry for those people who live outside of Garden of Eden. So don't depart from Jerusalem. Jesus died for you already. If he have already sacrificed his life for you, what other things he will not give to you? So we should have confidence. We are blessed. The question is that, number one, do you truly believe in him? Number two, where are you today? Let's pray in silence.